Okay, I guess we have most families back on the track now. And we have new guests today, Bala and Smatul. Okay, so we'll start with invocation prayers. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavidanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurakshe Namaha Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripasindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shrivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Turn on this side of lights. Is it better now? Okay. So we 2 weeks back we started this new series. We thought we'll discuss few of the great Vaishnava personalities before we move into the details of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam and all. We should hear about or learn about some of the great personalities in our Guru Sampradaya. So we discussed Madhvacharya 2 weeks back. So what is the purpose behind, why should we hear about these bygone people? What is so special about them and why it's important for us to hear about some other great personalities, some other great Vaishnavas? Anybody? We discuss this point, right?
To understand
our path, okay. So we discuss one point here as a role model, right? People have role models in their lives. People look up to certain personalities as their role model. People may look up to the Bollywood, Hollywood stars, may look up to the sports person, business person, great politicians as their role model. If we want to progress in spiritual life, we have our role models, the great previous great acharyas. When we hear about them, it gives us conviction, it gives us strength, gives us understanding. What is so important to progress in spiritual life? And all these personalities, they came from different backgrounds. Somebody came from being a king, being a minister, prime minister, being a great, born in a aristocratic family or a great Brahmana Vaishnava family. So people came from different backgrounds, and how they came to Krishna consciousness, how they accepted this path of spirituality, not just as a ritualistic way of life, how they took up to the spirituality, and what we can learn from them, how we can get encouragement by hearing about these personalities. So last time we discussed about Shripad Madhvacharya, who is as a vice chancellor of this great sampradaya, which is called Madhva, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, right? He is kind of as a propounder of this sampradaya, and in that sampradaya there are many, many great personalities which happened. So the knowledge, the path of knowledge in spirituality, it's as a descending process. In scientific world, people believe in the ascending path of gaining knowledge, right? You take to something, you want to go up, 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 try to understand it better. So that is the ascending path, which is never foolproof. It has a lot of mistakes because our senses are limited. We have tendency to commit mistakes and all those things we have already discussed. So the path or the way to gain spiritual knowledge is as a descending way of receiving knowledge, coming down from the Supreme Lord Himself. So Lord gave this knowledge to Brahma, Brahma gave it to Narad, Narad gave it to Vyasadeva, Vyasadeva gave it to Madhava, and all that. In that way the knowledge is coming down. So that is the descending way of acquiring knowledge. And that is the process of gaining knowledge, Shruti Praman. We discussed that also. So there have been, if you open Bhagavad Gita, right, Bhagavad Gita as it is, at the end of the introduction, which is introduction itself is almost like 30 pages. So at the end of the introduction, Srila Prabhupada, who is the founder of this movement as a International Society for Krishna Consciousness, so he lists down the whole Guru Parampara. Almost like 40 people, starting from Lord Krishna to Brahma to Narada to Vyasadeva, like that. He lists down all the personalities, how this knowledge is coming down. So in that parampara, we will discuss maybe few of the personalities which are very important to hear about, to know about. Because when we read Bhagavad Gita as it is, or even Srimad Bhagavatam, in the commentaries, in the purports of Srila Prabhupada, you will read many names in the book of Sri Rupa Goswami or Sanatan Goswami, or Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says this, Baldev Vidyabhushan says this, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur says this. So when we hear all these names, read all these names, we should know who those personalities are, right? So it's important that we discuss briefly about some of these great personalities. So today we are going to discuss a little bit, speak a little bit about Shripad Madhvendrapuri. Very charismatic, very great personalities in our lineage of Parampara lineage. So Shripad Madhvendrapuri, he comes in the disciplic succession of Madhvacharya. Madhvendrapuri happened in 14th century before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? We are going to discuss more in the next session, right before his appearance day, because Gaur Purnima is March 12th. Okay, so next Saturday, which is March 5th. So March 4th or 5th, whatever that is, we'll discuss in more detail about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So briefly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Krishna
himself coming in the mood of Radharani. So he is Krishna himself coming in the mood of Radharani. So sometimes it's called as a combined form of Radha and Krishna. Gaur Varna. He has a golden complexion. Krishna has a blackish bluish complexion. But in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came as a golden avatar. He is called golden avatar. So in that form, he propagated the holy name, the Sankirtan movement, the Yuga Dharma for Kali Yuga. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had his guru, he accepted a guru. And why Lord himself accepts a guru? To set an example for people like us. That when we get a human form of life, it's very important to accept a spiritual master, to progress in spiritual life. So he accepted a spiritual teacher, guru. Now his guru's name was? Anybody remember his guru's name? Ishwarapuri. And Ishwarapuri's guru was? Madhavendrapuri. So we are going to talk about the guru's guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Param guru. So Madhavendrapuri, he was a great Vaishnava, and something is missing here. Maybe 1238 I want to say. So Madhavendrapuri, when Madhvacharya established the worship of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, right? Defeating the Advaita philosophy of Shankaracharya, he established the Dvaita philosophy. But his main teaching was still, his propagation was still mainly based on the ritualistic ceremonies. And the speciality about Madhavendrapuri established the worship of Radha Krishna, and he propagated the Madhurya Bhava. And Madhavendrapuri is the first one who started discovering the hidden places of pastimes of Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. So Madhavendrapuri was living in Vrindavan. He was doing his, you can say, bhajana or his austerities while living in Vrindavan. So one time Madhavendrapuri arrived in Govindakut. So I'm going to take very few of the selected pastimes of Shripad Madhavendrapuri and maybe discuss some of the points relating to our life. So Madhavendrapuri, he was living in Vrindavan, and he was so dedicated, so focused on his sadhana, he had no care for his bodily comfort. He never went outside to arrange food for himself. Like the renounced people, what they do is they will go to some people's house and beg for some bhoga, right? So that they can offer to Krishna or accept for themselves. Madhavendrapuri never went out to beg for any food, to arrange for any food for himself. He would just stay at his place. If somebody give him some food, he will take that food. Otherwise, he will fast. That strict was his sadhana. So once he was living in the Govindakund area, in the area of Govardhan Hill. So on the Parikarma Marg of Govardhan Hill, there is a place called Govindakund. And what is so special about Govindakund? Govindakund is the place when Indra tortured Vrindavan, the 7 days rain, heavy rain, and Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill on the pinky of his left hand. 7 days, 7 nights continuously. After that, Indra realized his mistake, and Indra came with Surbhi. So he performed Abhishek of Krishna. And the place where he performed Abhishek of Krishna with the help of Surabhi, that place is called Govindakund. So Madhavendrapuri was staying at Govindakund. He was doing his bhajana there. And one day, he was so absorbed in bhajana, he had no care for his bodily comfort or to eat anything. And as he was sitting under a tree doing his chanting of the holy name, one cowherd boy came to Madhavendrapuri. He said, "Baba, I got some milk for you. Please take this milk." Madhavendrapuri looked at the boy, so beautiful boy. And Madhavendrapuri said, "Who are you? What is your name? From which, where you came?" He said, "I am from this nearby village. And in our village, nobody goes hungry." And there's... Madhavendrapuri said, "Who told you that I am hungry, that you brought milk for me?" He said, "Few women came here to get some water and they told me that there is some renounced person, some sannyasi Baba staying there, and looks like he is very hungry. So in our village, if somebody is hungry, they can come to anybody's house and they will get food. And if nobody comes to get food, I bring food for them. So I got this milk for you, you drink this milk, and I will collect this pot later. And Madhavendra Puri, he drank that milk, and as he was drinking the milk, he thought, I have never drank such milk ever. This is so nectarious milk. And this boy, he left, and Madhavendra Puri saw this boy going far, and as he drank the milk, he engaged in his bhajan in the night. Towards the end of the night, he got small nap, dozed off. He was, throughout day and night, he used to sit and chant. So at the end of the night, he got a little sleep. And in the sleep also, so great Vaishnavas, while sleep also, they are performing devotional service. So in the sleep also, what does Madhavendra Puri say is, he saw this little boy. The same boy who came to give him milk, he saw that boy in his dream. And this boy, he said, now he told, my name is Gopal. And please come with me, I want to take you to a place. So he held Madhavendra Puri's hand and he took him to a place close by village in the forest. He said, I'm staying behind these bushes. So actually what he told was, he was the Gopala deity, which was installed originally by Krishna's grandson, Vajranab. So Vajranab installed three deities. He personally carved three deities of Krishna and installed those deities. He said, I was installed by Vajranab, and years back during the Mohammedan attack, the Pujari was so scared, he hid me behind these bushes and he ran away to save his life. And he wanted to protect Gopal, so he hid him behind the bushes before leaving. So since then, I have been staying there, and I am very tortured with this rain and heat and cold and all this weather condition. So please bring few the villagers and take me out from this bushes. And after that, Madhavendra Puri, he got awake, his sleep broke, and he come out of his sleep, and then he thought about this dream. And as the morning came, he went to the village, he called few of the villagers, told them about his dream, that Gopal came to my dream and we need to go and find him. So he took the villagers, asked the villagers, please bring your choppers and axes and all these cutters, we need to cut down a lot of bushes. So now these villagers, he didn't say, okay, we don't believe in the dream and all that, but we don't have time for all this, we are so busy. So villagers said, yes, let's go. Immediately all the villagers, they assembled and came with Madhavendra Puri to the place which Gopal showed him. So as they came there, Madhavendra Puri said, this is the place which Gopal showed me. So they all started cutting all the bushes and all that and dug out some of that place, and they found the deity there. Now this deity, when they cleaned up a little bit, took the deity out, now they realized one single person cannot lift the deity. They called all the strongest people of the village, finally took the deity out. Now the Gopal in the dream had told Madhavendra Puri, please take me out from this place and install me, build a temple for me at the top of the Govardhan Hill. Please install me at the top of the Govardhan Hill and resume my worship. I had been waiting for you to come at this place so I can engage you in this service. So Madhavendra Puri, he followed the instructions which Gopal had told. So he finally got the deity. Now they installed the deity at the top of the Govardhan Hill. They put the deity there. He put a nice stone as a singhasan for Gopalji. And at the back he put another stone as a support. So now this deity has found, Madhavendra Puri said, we need to install the deity. To install the deity, there is a lot of preparation which need to be done. When we install a new deity, when you build a temple and install a deity, do prana pratishtha, it's a big occasion, a lot of preparation needs to be done. Even, just think about, even a small festival if we do, how much arrangements we need to do. Like we did this Janmashtami festival in Troy. And for how long we started preparations? 2 weeks, 3 weeks advance, right? We started preparation, inviting people, doing all the arrangements. And then we did this festival. And Madhavendrapuri had this task on hand to install the deity, and he wanted to do it in one day. Today deity is found, tomorrow there's a big celebration. We need to install the deity, make all the arrangements. So told announcement on the village, Gopalji, he is the controller, he is the owner of this village. Right? Gopal has arrived and we need to serve him nicely. So all the villagers, they immediately assembled. Yes, we need to make grand arrangements. In our situation, to do a big, small festival, it takes so much of effort. But in this case, Madhavendrapuri, within one day, he organized a big celebration to install the deities of Gopal. Now, Gopal was staying behind those, hidden behind, under those bushes, covered with all those mud and all that. So they cleaned up the deity, need to clean the deity. So when deity is installed, there is a grand abhishek done, bathing of the deity. So first they pour a lot of water. So this is, they arrange 900 parts of the water from Govinda Kund to wash Govinda. So after cleaning the basic, all that mud and all, now is the proper abhishek to install the deities. And to install the deity, abhishek is done. First it is done using Panchagavya. What is Panchagavya? So Pancha, everybody know Pancha? Five. So Gavya means the five items from which are derived from cow. What are the five items which are derived from cow? Milk. First of all, milk. So from milk comes
curd.
So you can make yogurt. Then you can make
butter.
Butter, clarified butter, ghee. So these three are straightforward. What are the other two? So gomutra. So cow urine and cow dung. So these are the five items which is called Panchagavya. So now it's considered that the stool and urine of anybody is considered very impure. If you touch any animal stool, urine, you need to go take bath. But there is something special about cow. So cow's urine and dung is considered so pure. Even when the Lord's installation, Abhishek, is done, the Pran Pratishtha is done, the first bath is given using cow urine and cow dung. So Panchagavya, basically milk, yogurt, ghee, cow urine and cow dung. It's so pure. There are so many of the medicines, Ayurvedic medicines, which are made by using cow urine. There are hundreds of medicine which are made by cow urine. And earlier, the fuel in the homes, right, in the olden time, the fuel was used for what? What was the fuel? Cow dung. And cow dung was the best fuel, most biodegradable, no problem, no pollution, nothing. And most economical, no extra cost. And all the agriculture, the fertilizer, cow dung was used as a fertilizer. So, first abhishek of Gopalji was done using Panchagavya. After the first abhishek was done, then the second abhishek is done using Panchamrita. So, Panchamrita is same those three items, milk, yogurt and ghee. The other two items is honey and sugar. So, first abhishek is done using Panchagavya, then the second abhishek is done using Panchamrita. And then they massage the body of the Lord with scented oils. And then again final bath with fresh water. So in this way Gopal's grand abhishek was done. And once abhishek is done, all the village people generally poor, but they said everything belongs to Gopal. He is the owner of this village. He owns everything. So everybody from their houses, whatever they had, they brought everything. Somebody had rice, brought rice, wheat, milk. Somebody donated cows, somebody donated land, somebody brought clothes, somebody brought jewelry. So everybody from their houses, they brought everything, whatever they had, and gave it to Gopalji. So after giving bath, now Gopalji was dressed with nice clothes and jewelry and everything. And once Gopalji is dressed up, next is to offer food. So all these ingredients were already brought, and Madhavendra Puri engaged the brahmanas to make a grand feast, to cook many, many wonderful items. Items of rice, dal, wheat, chapati, sweets. So he made so many preparations, and this whole grand bhoga was offered to Gopalji. There's so much of the preparations were done, there was no empty place on the whole mountain. So Gopalji was fed nicely in this way. And then Madhavendra Puri, he told all the villages, now you take prasad. You take the offerings, whichever offering the bhoga has been offered to Gopalji, now you take all that as a prasad. So he fed all the villages nicely. And at the end, then he took little buttermilk and some fruit. So that was his renunciation. Like, he was not cared for himself. Generally, what happens to us if you are given a service to cook feast?
We save for our people.
Right? We go to once a month, we do as a Sunday feast. So generally, tendency is what? When you are cooking, what happens? Maybe thought is going on. Oh, mere liye bachega ki nahi bachega baad mein. Pehle pack kar leta hun. Right? I don't know if something will be left behind for me or not. Let me pack for myself first. So generally, the consciousness is like that. What about me? Madhavendra Puri was so pure. He had no concern for himself. Always willing to serve the Lord and the devotees. Not caring for himself. So he fed all the villages, all the people who assembled there in the grand ceremony. And at the end, he took for himself. Now, this was the first Annakuta ceremony done. Okay, this is 700 years back. And when this first ceremony was done, that day, the news of Gopalji's arrival spread everywhere. All the close by villages. All the people came to know, oh, Gopalji has arrived. Gopalji has appeared. Let's all go. So all the far village people also started coming. And they told Madhavendra Puri that, Goswamiji, you did this, accepted the service of this village. We also want to serve. Please give us the opportunity to serve Gopalji. We also want to celebrate Annakoot ceremony for Gopalji. So, said for next many days in a row, there was every day there was an Annakoot ceremony arranged. One village, and then second village, and the third village. So all the villages from near and far away, everybody came and they did the Annakoot ceremony for the pleasure of Gopalji. We do one festival, and after one festival we are done. Oh, it's too much. Now we'll think next year. Right? It's too tiring. And here, Madhavendra Puri, in that old age, he is doing festival after festival after festival for almost 2 months. He did like that. Every day, from morning to evening, he is engaged in service of Lord, arranging all these festivals. And for himself, he is always busy making all these preparations, making sure everything is done right. And at the end, then at the end of the day, he will take some buttermilk, some fruit, little rest. So, this is what we can learn from these great personalities. How we can render little bit service to the Lord. Now, this way, this service was going on for Gopalji. 2 years passed by. Some brahmanas came from South India. Madhavendra Puri gave them initiation, Vaishnava initiation. Now, there's this very beautiful point here which Acharyas explained, that even though those were brahmanas, right, they were brahmana, born in a brahmana family, but that is not the criteria that somebody is accepted in the service of the Lord. They are first initiated as a Vaishnava. They get a Vaishnava initiation. So Madhavendra Puri gave them Vaishnava initiation, then he engaged them in the service of the Gopalji. So in that way, he engaged those two brahmanas in the service. Now 2 years later, Madhavendra Puri got another dream. So in the story of Madhavendra Puri, there are many wonderful dreams. Okay, it's not like ordinary dreams, that we get so many dreams in the night, in the morning by the time we wake up, we forget all about that. If we remember also, we say, just brush aside. Right? We remember first of all bits and pieces, and that's a brush aside. Oh, who cares, this dream and that dream. So Madhvendra Puri, the whole pastimes of Madhvendra Puri, you will hear about so many wonderful dreams and so many of personal encounters with Krishna. So again, one night Madhvendra Puri was taking rest and Gopal appeared in the dream. Gopalji said, I'm very pleased with you. You are doing nice. You have resumed my worship in a nice way. But I was staying in those bushes in that environment for so long. I am still feeling so much of heat. My body is so much of feeling heat. So please go to south, some place in Odisha. There is called Malya Parvat. So please go to that place and bring Malya sandalwood and rub that sandalwood on my body so that I can cool. So when Madhvendra Puri saw this dream, after he woke up, Madhvendra Puri again thought about this dream, that our Lord had a personal service for me. He wanted to engage me in this personal service. Now the great devotees, they are always anxious to serve the Lord without caring for their own personal comfort. So Madhvendra Puri, first of all, he is so old. And at that time, 700 years back, it's not that he will catch a flight from Vrindavan to go to Odisha and bring the sandalwood. At that time, there is no such transportation. There is no Rajdhani Express. So he has to go by foot, travel all the way from Vrindavan to Odisha. So that the place from where they get the sandalwood, it's close to Jagannath Puri. It's next to Jagannath Puri, where this special Malya sandalwood is. They get that from the mountain, from the hill. So Madhvendra Puri immediately started for the travel. He assigned those two brahmanas for the service, that in my absence, you carry out the service for Gopalji. Make sure everything is done nice. So he gave them his instructions and then he started his journey. Consider if we had that kind of dream and you were in that situation, what will you do? We will have so many of these constraints or permutation combinations. If I do this, what will happen? If I go, I don't have any money. How will I go there? What will I do? Where will I eat? Where will I stay? So he had no problem at all. He had no anxiety. Oh, how will I do? He never thought, how will I do? I don't have any money. How will I buy sandalwood? Sandalwood is generally very expensive. And he had no money. So he never thought, how will I manage all that? He just started for the journey. Okay, it's Lord's instruction. I have full faith in the Lord. He will make arrangement. I just need to follow his instruction. I am the instrument to do this service. No excuses. So he started his journey toward Odisha by foot, and it's 1200 miles from where Madhvendra Puri was staying to where he has to go to get the sandalwood. But he did not think even second time. He started his journey, and when he reached in Odisha, after many days of his journey, he reached at one place, very special place in Odisha, called Ramuna. So in Ramuna, there is another temple of Krishna called Gopinath. Very beautiful deity of Gopinath. So this deity is also very special. I don't know if anybody knows the history about this deity. Very unique history about this particular deity of Gopinath. Anybody knows? So this deity has history going back to Lord Ram. Okay, from Treta Yuga. It said in Treta Yuga, when Lord Ram was staying in Chitrakoot Parvat with Mother Sita. So at that time, once he was sitting at his place, and in nearby he saw one cow munching on the green grass. And when, as Lord Ram was looking at the cows, he started smiling. And Mother Sita saw Lord Ram smiling and he asked, "Why are you smiling? Is there something secret? Will you mind sharing with me?" So Lord Ram said, "I am thinking about the pastimes I am going to perform in Dwapar Yuga when I will come in the form of Krishna as a cowherd boy." So he described some of the basic pastimes, that I will do this type of pastime, grazing. As a cowherd boy, I will take the cow for grazing and all that, playing with my cowherd friends. And Sita said, "I want to see that form as cowherd boy." So Lord Ram said, "Okay, after 7 days, I will show you that form." But 4 days later, Mother Sita got impatient. "No, can you please show me that form right now?" So Lord Ram took his arrow and on a black mountain, on a black stone, he carved whole the scenery of Vrindavan. So in the middle, the base, in the center one, he carved Gopinath form, that cowherd boy form. And on, around that cowherd boy, he formed Ashtasakhis, Lalita, Vishakha, Champakala, all that. So he carved very small, that carving is there. So there's the same deity here. When it's all dressed and everything, we see only Gopinath in the middle. And it says when they do the Abhishek, generally when the Abhishek of the Lord is done in the temple, the Abhishek of the deity is done, it's done behind the curtains. Nobody can see. So only Pujari does the Abhishek and then they dress up the deities. And then everybody can take darshan. But Gopinath Abhishek is special. Every morning when they do Gopinath Abhishek, anybody can see. It's open. And when they take off all the clothes, all the flower garlands and everything, one can see all those carvings on the stone. So Gopinath form in the middle, cowherd boy, and then the Ashtasakhis and the four close friends of Krishna, cowherd boys. Sudham, Madhumangal and two other. So these four cowherd boys are there. And at the top, there is another carving of Krishna killing Chanura and Mushtaka. So Lord Ram picturized all those various scenes and that stone. And after he carved all that, so Mother Sita looked at that and she took that stone and then she started worshipping that stone every day. Till the day she was kidnapped by Ravan. So she was worshipping the form of Gopinath, which is like Krishna going to appear in Dwapar Yuga. And when once Mother Sita was kidnapped by Ravana, this deity was under the care of Brahmaji. They said Brahma every day will come and worship this deity. Now, in the recent time, 800 years back, there was a king in Odisha. He was traveling towards that area of Chitrakoot. And he saw this deity in the forest. He said, "Nobody is around and how this deity is here? Nobody is worshipping this wonderful deity." So as he was there, in the night, he got this dream. Gopinath came into the dream of the king. That please make arrangement to take me to Jagannath, so take me in a more populated area. He didn't mention any specific place. So then king thought, "I will make arrangement to take this Gopinath deity." That time actually this deity was called Gopal deity, not Gopinath. So he said, "I will take this deity to Jagannath Puri." So as the whole this procession was going on, taking the deity to Jagannath Puri from Chitrakoot area, they stayed at the place, this Ramuna. And Gopinath again came in the dream that, "I don't want to go anywhere else, please install me here." So then they installed this Gopal deity at that place. And later on, the deity's name was changed to Gopinath. So this Ramuna also is called as a hidden Vrindavan, where the pastimes of Gopinath, Krishna with the cowherd girls, that's why his name was changed to Gopinath, the lord of the gopis. And this deity was installed in Ramuna. So since then this deity is called Gopinath deity in Ramuna. So very wonderful deity. It's not like as a three-dimensional deity, it's as a carving on the stone. So when they dress up the deity, they just wrap around a nice wonderful sari around that whole thing, just showing the face of Gopinath. So now, coming back to Madhavendra Puri. So these two other deities are So later on, during the Mughal attacks, these two deities are Madan Mohan and Govind. So these two deities were placed also on the same altar. On the one hand side, like my left hand side is Madan Mohan, right hand side is Govindji. And then there is a deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also there on the altar. This is just the map showing. Jagannath Puri is here and Ramuna is over here. So Madhavendra Puri came to this temple at Ramuna, Gopinath temple, very famous temple, and he was staying there. And Madhavendra Puri saw how wonderful the worship of Gopinath is. Gopinath is worshipped with such nice, all the arrangements, decorations, his worship, and the bhoga which is offered to Gopinath is also very special. They offer Gopinathji 12 cups of sweet kheer, very special kheer. It's not like as a rice, it's a condensed milk. This it's like a khoya kheer, right? Malai kulfi. Yeah. So it's like that, condensed clarified, like condensed milk with sugar and all that. So he is offered 12 cups of that condensed milk as a kheer. Once this offering was when Madhavendra Puri heard of this, he says, how wonderful it will be if I can get little of that kheer so I can taste it and know how to cook that kheer, how to make that kheer, so I can make that offering to my Gopalji. So here also he is not thinking about eating that bhoga or prasadam for his own pleasure, to satisfy his senses. He's thinking, if how wonderful it will be if I can taste and know how to cook this, so I can also make same offering for my Gopalji. But as he was thinking this, the same time the offering to the Lord was going on. They were offering the key to Gopinath. And Madhavendra Puri saw that and he felt so much guilt that I have committed a great offense. Because when the offering is going on, when the bhoga is being offered to the Lord, at the same time, if you think that, oh, I want to taste this, it's as an offense. So in the temples, when the bhoga is cooked for the Lord, it's not that everybody can be allowed in the kitchen. Only certain people who are trained and initiated, mainly as a Brahmana initiated or initiation, they have gone through some purification process, only they are allowed in the kitchen when the bhoga is being cooked. And when the bhoga is cooked and put into the plates and the offering is going on to the altar, that time the bhoga is kept covered with the cloth so that nobody can see. Why is that? Because generally our tendency is, when you look at the food, immediately thoughts come, oh, when will I enjoy this nice wonderful prasadam or bhoga? So bhoga is covered once the offering is made behind the curtains. That's why the curtains are also closed when the offering is made to the Lord, so that nobody is looking at the bhoga and trying to think of his own enjoyment, because it will become as a great offense. So Madhavendra Puri, when he realized, oh, right now the offering is going on, the offering is being made to the Lord, and I am thinking about tasting that same food, it's a great offense. I have committed a great offense. Even though his offense was, it was not as an offense. He was thinking of serving Gopalji, but he considered it as a great offense. And he immediately left that place and went into faraway place in the market. So once the offering was done, pujaris took that offering back, the prasadam bhoga out, and put the deities to rest. So in the night, after the offering is done, the deity is put to rest on the bed, curtains are closed, and then pujari went and he also slept. Now when as the pujari was sleeping in the middle of the night, now pujari saw another dream. Pujari got a dream. We were talking about dreams here now. Now this time this pujari of Gopinathji, he got a dream. Now this time Gopinath came in the dream of this pujari, that I have hidden a cup of sweet, that kheer behind the curtain for my devotee Madhavendra Puri. You take that cup of kheer and go in the market. Madhavendra Puri is staying at that particular place. You go find him and give him this cup of kheer. Now just imagine, Lord stealing bhoga for his devotee. That is so much reciprocation Lord has with his devotee Madhavendra Puri. So Pujari, when he saw this dream, he got up from his sleep and he thought about this dream. Now he didn't thought, how can I trust this dream and let me sleep first. So he got up and he took his shower, went into the altar. Before going into the altar, one has to clean, right? Clean himself. So he took shower. He didn't just get up in the morning and go directly to the altar. So he got up, took his shower, went to the altar, and really behind the curtain, he found one cup of kheer. So he was so amazed that Lord himself stole a cup of kheer for his devotee. So he immediately went to the marketplace, calling out the name of Madhavendra Puri. Where is Madhavendra Puri? Where is Madhavendra Puri? Who is Madhavendra Puri? See, Lord stole one cup of kheer for you. So at one place he saw this great personality sitting. He immediately understood, this must be Madhavendra Puri. So the great devotees, they can be understood by just looking at them, their symptoms. He understood, this must be Madhavendra Puri. So he approached Madhavendra Puri. He told him that please take this cup of kheer. This kheer has been stolen by you personally by Gopinath. So Madhavendra Puri took that kheer and he was so humble, he did not feel proud. So if it happened with us, what will happen? If somebody comes to you and tell you, oh, you are such a great devotee, Lord stole kheer for you, what will be your consciousness? Immediately our bubble of proud will go so high, right? Will be, oh yeah, I'm such a great devotee. Everybody should praise me, should bow down to me. Madhavendra Puri was so humble. He did not even consider about his glorification. He accepted that cup of kheer as a mercy of Gopinath. He tasted that kheer and then he kept that bowl with him. He broke that bowl into small, small pieces. That I want to lick this piece every day, one piece, as a mercy of Gopinath. And he knew that this news is going to spread and everybody will start praising him. So he did not want to get his glorification. So he immediately left that place and he started continue his journey to Jagannath Puri to get that sandalwood for which he has originally come. So Lord has also his plan. He also takes pleasure in glorifying his devotees. So before Madhavendra Puri arrived in Jagannath Puri, the news that Gopinath stole kheer for Madhavendra Puri, there is a great devotee called Madhavendra Puri, this news already arrived in Jagannath Puri. Now Gopalji already had a plan to make all these arrangements. See, originally Madhavendra Puri had no money to arrange for sandalwood. He had no money, he had no arrangement how he will carry all that heavy sandalwood back to Vrindavan. Right? So it was all Krishna's plan how to make all these arrangements. So this news already came about the great devotion of Madhavendra Puri and Gopinath stole kheer for him. And when Madhavendra Puri came to the place that, oh, I need sandalwood for Gopalji. I had a dream. Gopalji came to my dream. He is feeling so hot and he had ordered me to bring sandalwood. Now the people already knew about the glory of Madhavendra Puri. They said, yes, we will make arrangement. Nobody said, oh, how, we don't care about your dream. We don't believe in your dream. You are just trying to get sandalwood, right? Nobody said that. He said, yes, we will make all these arrangements. So they did not even give only the sandalwood to him. They arranged for one brahmana and one person to carry all that sandalwood. And they got a letter from Jagannath Puri temple, written for Madhavendra Puri, that this sandalwood is being sent from Jagannath Puri, Jagannath temple, to take it to Vrindavan for Gopalji. And they arranged for some money to give it to Madhavendra Puri to pay at the toll booths. Because that time it was, a lot of places were under the Mughal rules, right? Muslim rule. And there were a lot of toll booths. Anybody going from one state to another, they have to pay toll, chungi. So they gave some money to Madhavendra Puri to clear all those toll booths without any problem. So as Madhavendra Puri arranged, got all that sandalwood with all the arrangement of Gopalji, so he started his journey back. Now again, while traveling back, he came back, reached at Ramuna, at the temple of Gopinath. So he stayed one night at Gopinath temple this time. All the pujaris now know Madhavendra Puri already. So they asked you to stay him at the Ramuna temple. As Madhavendra Puri was staying for the night at that temple, in the night, he had another dream. Now this time again, Gopalji came in the dream. He said, yes, you have arranged all this sandalwood, but you don't need to carry the sandalwood all the way back to Vrindavan. My desire is, you make the paste of all the sandalwood and rub on the body of Gopinath. There is no difference in me and Gopinath. We are one and same. So please make a great festival and put all this sandalwood paste onto the body of Gopinath. And my body will automatically cool off. So next morning, Madhavendra Puri told his dream to the pujaris. And they all accepted the proposal to make the arrangement to make the sandalwood paste and to decorate Gopinath with the sandalwood. And that was the first Chandan Yatra festival. So Chandan Yatra festival represents Madhavendra Puri's journey to bring sandalwood, Chandan, and then massage the body of Gopinath. So once this festival was celebrated, and it continued for many, many days, he had 80 kgs of sandalwood. Until all the sandalwood was finished, this festival continued for many, many days. And from that time, now every year this festival is celebrated in many temples, especially Gopinath temple. This festival is celebrated, and many ISKCON temples also, like Vrindavan and Mayapur, this Chandan Yatra festival is celebrated. So these are some of the extraordinary activities where Krishna personally came into the dream of Madhavendra Puri, gave him personal instructions. So Madhavendra Puri, actually towards, he had few disciples. His primary disciple, there were two disciples whose name we hear in Chaitanya Charitamrita or Chaitanya Leela also. One is Ishwara Puri and another is Ramanand Puri, right? Who was always finding faults with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, I'm pretty sure it was Ramanand Puri. So, Ishwara Puri, so in the last days of Madhavendra Puri, Madhavendra Puri's body was like completely weak and he could not move anywhere. He could not even take care of his personal needs, going to restroom and all. And Ishwara Puri served wonderfully, taking care of all the personal needs of Madhavendra Puri. Like even generally people may have experience with their own parents, right? If parents grow old, they cannot do anything at all. And the children have to take care of the parents. Even they cannot go to the restroom. They have to do everything at the bed. So somebody is assigned in that service. So Ishwara Puri humbly did that service for Madhavendra Puri, for his spiritual master, for his guru. And now in the last days of Madhavendra Puri, he was always telling him the pastimes of Krishna, reminding him about the pastimes of Krishna. And Madhavendra Puri, being pleased with his service, with the service of Ishwara Puri, he blessed him that I can only pray for you, I can only give you my blessings that you will attain Krishna Prema. Because of the blessings of Madhavendra Puri, Ishwara Puri had the great reciprocation for Lord Krishna. And because of that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Ishwara Puri as his guru. Lord accepting Ishwara Puri as his own guru. All because of the blessings of Madhavendra Puri. That's why I said, with the mercy of Guru, one can attain the ultimate goal of life. Without the mercy of Guru, it's very hard to accept, to attain that. Which happened in the case of Ramanand Puri. Ishwara Puri was always serving Madhavendra Puri in his last days, talking about the pastimes of Krishna, helping him in remembering Krishna. On the other hand, Ramanand Puri, he did not have any faith in that. He started teaching Madhavendra Puri that, oh, try to focus your mind on that impersonal Brahman. Ultimately, that is the ultimate thing, ultimate goal. And Madhavendra Puri got so mad at him, he rejected him. He said, you get out from my presence and I don't want to see your face again. Because of the chastisement of Madhavendra Puri, Raman Puri, he had no attraction for Krishna and he was always finding fault with Vaishnavas. And there are so many pastimes, even at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He will come to the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is staying and he will always try to find fault, even in the Lord himself. So these two extreme cases, on one side Ishwara Puri, he got the mercy of Guru, mercy of Madhavendra Puri, so he was able to attain love of God. And on the other side there is Ramanand Puri, who got rejectment from his Guru, who offended his Guru because he was trying to teach his own Guru. So that is a big offense when we start thinking, oh, I know better than you. Let me teach you something now. Now you are in your last days. Let me try to help you. So he made that big offense. Because of that, he lost all his merits. Now Ishwara and Madhavendra Puri composed very wonderful verse. And he was reciting that verse all last days of his life. And that verse, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he glorified that shloka, which came out of the mouth of Shripad Madhavendra Puri. And this verse is said to be originally composed by Srimati Radharani herself. And the same verse, with the mercy of Radharani, came out of the mouths of Madhavendra Puri. And this verse is, E deen dyadra nath he, Mathura nath kadave lokese, Haradayam tavada lokam kataram, Daita Brahmayati kam karomi aham. So this verse is, O my Lord, O most merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved one, what shall I do now? So this verse, it said it was originally composed by Srimati Radharani. When Akrurji came to take Krishna to Mathura, on the proposal of Kansa, he invited him to come for a wrestling match. When Akrura came and he was taking Krishna and Balram to Mathura, leaving everybody behind, that time Radharani composed this verse. O Master of Mathura, now that you are going to Mathura, when shall I see you again? Not seeing you, my mind is becoming unsteady. What shall I do in your absence? What shall I do now? And Madhavendra Puri, this same verse came out of the mouth of Madhavendra Puri. Came with the mercy of Radharani. And throughout his last days, Madhavendra Puri was always reciting this particular shloka, showing his bhava. So Madhavendra Puri, he established this Madhurya conjugal love, the Madhurya, the mood in the worship in the mood of Madhurya. And also, he manifested this particular shloka as the mood of the love in separation. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took that and he propagated that, the devotional service in the mood of separation. So these are some of the wonderful pastimes of Madhavendra Puri. And there are so many things we can learn from these pastimes. First of all, the mood of service. The mood of service which Madhavendra Puri had, not caring for his personal comfort. So purity. There is so much purity in the heart. No anxiety, how will I do this service? Or how will I manage this thing? Just taking it as personal instruction of the Lord. Full faith in the Lord. He had given me this service. He will make arrangement to fulfill this service. Right? First installing the DT. We see in that pastime, he did not think, oh, how will I manage that? I don't have anything. And then second, he took this service to bring sandalwood from Odisha, from Vrindavan to Odisha, traveling all the way, more than 1,000 miles by walk. And then humility. Even though Lord did so, he came in his dream so many times, he could have propagated this, right? Oh, Lord gave me personal audience in the dream. He stole kheer for me. So generally, when we hear our glorification, what do we want to do? We want to say, Yeah, say more, glorify more, right? Don't stop. Then generally people like us, ordinary people, that has that is the tendency. We want to hear our glorification more and more. Even in our work also, you did something nice, you want to take credit and let everybody know, I'm so great. Here, Madhavendra Puri was so humble, he did not want people to glorify him. He immediately left the place, thinking that, oh, people will unnecessarily come and start showing respect and glorifying me. He left that place. But devotee is not averse to the glorification also. When it is glorification can be used in service of Krishna, then devotee can accept that also. Like Madhavendra Puri, when he arrived in Jagannath Puri, his glorification has already arrived there. So he took it as Krishna's arrangement that now I can, if that helps me to fulfill the mission of Lord, then why not? So he was so resourceful in that way. He utilized that to make arrangement for Krishna's service. That okay, now I can easily manage the sandalwood, and they arrange for people to carry him and pay for all that also. So these are some of the wonderful qualities of Madhavendra Puri, which we can try to learn something and we can make progress in our spiritual life. So I will stop here. If anybody has any question, comment or anything to add into the pastimes of Madhavendra Puri. No? Anybody, bro? Okay. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Shri Madhavendra Puri ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Gopal ji ki jai. Gopinath ki jai. Thank you very much. So we'll call kids and we'll do Narsim prayer. So next week we are going to talk about Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because in this sequence also, it was next topic was I wanted to cover Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and anyways it's nice fits into the calendar also, considering Gaur Purnima coming up. Gaur Purnima is appearance day of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So like we celebrate Janmashtami, which is appearance of Krishna, the same way in Gaudiya Vaishnavas we celebrate appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the same mood. So it's like equal to Janmashtami celebration. So you'll see a big festival in Detroit ISKCON Temple on March 12th. So my sincere request, humble request to you all, that please note down in your calendars, don't miss this opportunity to come to the Detroit Temple to participate in this wonderful festival, Gaur Purnima festival on March 12th. Festivities will start from morning 4:45, okay, with the Mangal Arati. Of course, the main celebration will be in the afternoon, starting at maybe 4 o'clock.
Sunday.
It's Sunday. March 12th is Sunday. So it's 24-hour Kirtan, starting from Mangal Arati, 4:45 a.m., going till Monday morning, 5 o'clock. So it will be 24-hour Kirtan, going on all day. So basically whoever come at whatever time, the major festivities will be in the afternoon. Okay, starting at 4 o'clock till maybe 8 o'clock. That will be the peak time. So please make it a point to attend that festival. So if you have a little bit respect for me after coming here for so many weeks, so you can take it as my personal request to you, a personal invitation to you all to come and attend that festival. Okay, so we'll stop here. Can you call the guest please?